Once again, thank you guys for making everything as smooth as it is. So as I go back on Friday when I spoke with Rocky, you know, and I got off the phone, you know, it's funny, the enemy, I don't think I have to tell anyone here, anytime we want to do something for God, he never makes it easy. You know, never. It's always, you know, you feel the stress and the anxiety. And for me, honestly, stress, I almost see it can be, a strength and a motivator. And the stress used in the wrong way, you know, it can overwhelm us. It can overtake us. And I looked up the word stress yesterday, and I see about 70% of family doctors will say when somebody comes in to see them, a lot of their ailments are stress related, and it's directly related to that. So, you know, it's important for us to remember because it's going to happen to all of us. It's just a matter of what we do with it and how we handle it. So initially, when I got off the phone, you know, that initial feeling, man, I got to get something ready. And then I just said, okay, Lord. And just, you know, that small, still verse, he said, look unto me. And I said, okay. I said, you know, you've opened this door. I need your help. You know, I myself don't have nothing to share. I'm grateful that I do have a new name in Christ. And I do think about going back to looking to God's word as we are, you know, new creatures, and we have a new name written down in heaven. And so many times through the course of the week, you know, I'll hear people say, well, this person's got this issue. Maybe it's a eating disorder, or they struggle with this. You know, they're an ex-druggie. See, that's not all those things. It's okay for us to acknowledge our weakness, but that's not who we are, and that's not who they are. The enemy works in all of our lives. They have a new name, and they have a new identity in Christ. And Christ gives us his word to fight those battles. You know, the Christian walk is a fight. You know, I can just say personally over myself, you know, past couple of weeks, and it's funny how, because I've sensed this before, and I had no idea Rocky was going to ask me to speak, but I've sensed, man, just that heaviness when you've got to share. And it's funny because for, I would say, past 10 days or so, before I knew Friday, I had just sensed a heaviness in my own life. And that devotional this morning, Michelle, was perfect. Because I know what David did. Think about David. I mean, he knew who he fought his battles through. And those battles are fought through our Father. They're not fought through us. Our weapons are mild compared to God's battles. And I think about David. When David, as flawed as he was, and I just like to include myself in that, David knew what to do. David knew to get on his knees and get quiet before the Lord. And, you know, it's amazing that God can make that comment about somebody with what he done, that he was a man after God's own heart. That's encouraging this morning. That's good news. Maybe this morning you're joining in and you say, man, I was looking for Rocky. You know, the good news doesn't change. God sent his son from heaven to earth to pay for our sins. He took the punishment. You know what is funny is Brother Schmitty is going to share communion. People talk about forgiveness. And man, I'm forgiven. But, you know, talking about it and really receiving it and to walk in is an entirely different thing. I feel no condemnation. I fall short every day, but I don't let the enemy. He has given me a sound mind. And the only way we fight those battles is with the weapons he's given us. And that's by staying in this book every day. Because if we don't stay in this book, my first point is, when I was sitting there, I said, okay, I'm looking to you, Lord. He said, use what you got. I said, okay. I said, what is that? So not proper English. He said, use what you got. And I'm like, okay. So it's funny. I'm just finishing up a book that I'm reading. And the first scripture is 2 Peter verse 1, verse 3. This is the first scripture that I opened up. As Sister Michelle was talking this morning, you know, she was reminded on Thursday, but I love this. Look at the first four words of this. 2 Peter 1, 3. By his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received All of this by coming to know him, the one who has called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. We don't do anything. It's all by his power. We need to always be mindful of that. And I thought about, is God's word elevates us above everything that's going on in our life. And it's funny, the word stronghold, because I recently was reading in the ancient times, you know, they would have a stronghold at the top elevation so they could look down and see the enemy coming. And a lot of times the strongholds were designed so the sun would, as they were looking down, the sun was coming down into their eyes. So it made it almost impossible for them not to get the victory because they had that high perspective. And that's what the Lord has done for us. He's given us an elevated position over our enemy, a refuge that allows us to see the enemy coming. Stronghold, that's a really, really unique word because how, what else is a stronghold? I think about the strongholds in life, you know, the stress and anxiety, the fear, you know, the bitterness, the anger, all those things the enemy wants to us to be encapsulated by. I mean, we all have our natural things that we have to do with, but that's the devil's stronghold. See, the Lord come to free us from all them strongholds and put us in an elevated position to take the enemy down, to give him no position, no ground. It's our part that we have to read the book, pray, and follow his word. And I do like that example about when they were on the boat and the sword did come up because, you know, the storms will always come about in our lives. And I like his word. It says you're either, you know, you're coming out of it, you're in the middle of it, or you're coming out of it. Our part is to trust God. The reason I'm up here today is, you know, I'm just trusting him. You know, really in the reality of things, it's, you know, it's his word. It's his will to be done. And we all, whether I'm standing up here or we're handing out flyers for the African Children's Choir, somebody working back with the young people, that's what he's called us to do. And, you know, potential, a lot of people talk about potential, and this really stands out to me, just come to my mind. You know, we all have potential to do something great for the kingdom of God, whether it's taking care of our kids at home or in our jobs, but potential is a perishable item because if we don't use it, God will use somebody else. So we want to make sure that we're doing our part, whatever it is. You know, I never forget when we were in New York City. And I got a chance to meet a pastor. It's funny, I got a chance to meet a pastor from Africa. And his son had actually ate dinner with the Christian basketball coach at UVA and just telling me what a man of God he was. But isn't it amazing how you go to New York and here's somebody I meet, you know, and it's just not because that I like to track the team. I do love coaches that honor the Lord in any capacity. But how God put me there at that time, even to acknowledge a coach that's living for the Lord. You know, God's plans are perfect. His plan is perfect today for what's taken back there for those young people. And we need to always remember, you know, in those times of stress and anxiety and whatever your stronghold may be this morning, you know, that stronghold is broken. We just have to do our part, speak to it, and use God's word to walk over it. And he is a deliverer. He, you know, I think about the people of Egypt, you know, look what Moses did to the Egyptian people for not being willing to humble themselves before the Lord. And, you know, there's things in our lives that God corrects us in. But, you know, Egypt has never recovered to this day, 2,000 years ago, and they have never recovered. So we want to make sure this morning, whatever that stronghold is, as we come into communion time, whatever we need that needs to be broken, by the power and the authority of the name of Jesus, we need to make sure we receive that this morning. I didn't give Clarence this. I just wanted to say that God's word is settled in heaven. Psalm 33:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generation. God's counsel never fails, never wavers. But our job is to be patient and accept his timing of things. But we are to stand on God's word. It's a powerful testimony on Wednesday night when we pray. Because And God knows my heart. Man, when we pray, I believe what God says. It's not, we do get caught up in, you know, God wants his people to prosper. He wants us to prosper so we can bless other people, like the African Children Choir coming in this Sunday. And I was sharing with my son, you know, this the responsibility Rocky has as a pastor between, you know, you think about the studying, the, you know, the funerals and the marriages, you know, and I don't have to tell you, lives are messy, you know, and so we all need Jesus, but, you know, the canceling that he takes care of, there's a lot that goes in to being a pastor, and a pastor has to stay grounded in the Word of God, because if not, those things will overwhelm you and take you down. It's only in God's strength that we have our being. So use what you got. It's funny. I just thought about this. Thank you, Lord. So, and my son's going to be disappointed. I haven't used my whole 7-Eleven card. I've used it some. And so anyway, he gave me this one of these cards for Christmas right here. And how many of y'all have a gym card in your wallet? Now this right here, this gift card with some money on it. He probably put $1,000 on it, I'm sure. But, you know, how good is this card if I don't use it? Absolutely none. And I think about God's word does us absolutely no good if we don't use it. God's word, it's just like if I got that gym card, Sean works with me and he knows I like to joke around a little bit, but just because he has that card in his wallet doesn't mean he has a 12-pack. So, you know, you've got to use that card and use that gym for that card to get your money's worth out of that card. And, you know, God's word gives us protection. It gives us ammunition, and it'll navigate us. And the very thing I think about the navigation, what I'm sharing today, honestly, it's anything that I share is of God. That's scriptural, that's for sure. But Isaiah 30:15. This scripture here, come to my mind. And the reason I'm sharing this, because just the slight there for a few minutes, that those emotions I felt when I had to prepare something. Isaiah 30:15, in returning in rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength, but you would not. And I thought about that. How many people of faith aren't willing to get quiet before the Lord? Because if we don't have that time, that quiet time is essential for us to connect with God in the mornings. I'm a morning person. I can learn more in 10 minutes in the morning than I can 3 hours looking at notes at night, and Darlene will testify to that one. When we fix our eyes on him, our road down. We can't, none of us, there's some things we control, but a lot of the circumstances in our life are completely out of our hands. But when we look to him and we fix our eyes on him and we put it in his hands, that's what he wants. Because he said, you know what, Gary, my burden is light. My yoke is easy. You need to depend on me. And I think it's so important that our strength we need to use as a motivator to do God's will. I think about a stress. Some people love that. They as far as the stress goes, because I guess you could say, I'm sure we can all relate, we've been around people that's part of their DNA. You know, if something's not going on, they're not happy. You know, to me, stress is one of those things where, you know, I look internally to God, and because I know he's always teaching me something. So I know that stress that's being allowed to put on me is, you know, he allows things, but what do I do with it? And, you know, the battle of the mind is a powerful, powerful weapon. And that's where we win and lose all of our battles. But I wrote this down because in quietness and strength, that's what David did when he got down on his knees. You know, in that quietness, hearing God's voice, you know, recognizing his need. But you know something, we get quiet before the Lord. And I, you know, this really got put on my heart, because I'm sure many of y'all can relate to having a sleepless night. And I've been reading this devotional from a lady from Australia. She was actually a rape victim, and her name of her, she's co-writers of something called You Are a Miracle. You can look her up. She was a singer, but she was a rape victim. And she just talked about the sleepless night she had. She said, but God, she's come to recognize those sleepless nights when we get agitated and frustrated, God is speaking to us. And we need to be receptive for what he's saying. God, it's not that we can't have something and we haven't cast our burdens down. But most of the time, God wants to speak to something when we're wide awake and we can't sleep. And we need to allow him to do that. And look at it as a ministry opportunity to closer to God. Not the lack of rest, but what he's doing in us. He'll strengthen us for the battle the next day. We just need to be receptive to what he's doing. But I wrote this down because I'm guilty of this. But you should never feel guilty about resting when resting is going to make you stronger to do God's work. We should never feel guilty for that. I shared only God can make promises that he can keep. Point two, the first point was just, you know, I had to use what I had. Point two was focus on the Lord. Just focus on the Lord. Isaiah 26:3. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Certainly, the enemy wants our peace, because once he gets our peace, I don't have to tell anybody here, you know what takes place. Then our joy is gone. So we should always maintain. It doesn't mean that we like what's going on, but just because we're in a stressful situation, just because peace, everything around us is chaos, because we commit that situation and that time into God's hands, he will do what he needs to do in us. For us to maintain our peace, for one, and not to, because there is times we need to apologize and blow our testimonies, but there's times we just need to ask for forgiveness from whoever that may be. But when we stay focused on him and his will, he'll guide us into a place of victory. Malachi 3:6 says, "For I am the Lord, I do not change." God has never changed his ways. This is one of my favorite scriptures. He doesn't change. He heals. He blesses people. He blesses us. He takes us, delivers us. You know, he wants to restore and redeem. Our God is a good God, and he's faithful, but he wants us to do our part. I thought about this. This is funny. I was watching a little, well, I accidentally caught a little UFC fighting the other day, and my mind went back. I grew up in a time, and some of y'all will remember, I got to see some of the greatest boxers, I think, in the history that we've ever had. I got to see Muhammad Ali and George Foreman, you know, the grill man. Mike Tyson. Man, there's just Sugar Ray Leonard. There's so many great boxers out there. And this is amazing. I wish the cross was still up here. So anyway, our enemy, and if I had my son up here, I'd hit him, but no. But no, it's funny because the enemy, when they're training a boxer, and this is what the enemy does. He jabs us, and he jabs, and he jabs. It's your family. It's your finances. It's your job. It's a nonstop nagging struggle, thorn in your side. And that's what he does. It's just little jab. It doesn't hurt. It's what we magnify that hurts us most of the time. But guess what? If I took my big brother, Ricky, here, and he come up here, and he decided he wanted to hit me as hard as he could, and he come across his body, you know, that takes somebody out, that's called a cross. And that's exactly what Jesus did. He took Satan out. And I said, man, isn't that amazing that even a boxing match, the most powerful punch is called a cross? I said, that's amazing. Amen. That's, you know, you can't. That's right. All at the cross. It all goes back to what he's done for us. 1 John 3:8. His brother Smitty, if you want to get prepared for communion this morning, the very reason Jesus came this morning in John 3:8 says the very reason that the Son of God came, what this scripture says, was to destroy the works of the devil. He has completely disarmed, defeated the works of the devil. And this morning, as we get ready to prepare for communion, his man, I don't know. For me, of course, when you're young and vibrant and all them things, but every day in my walk with the Lord, I've realized how merciful He is to me every day. And there's not enough oxygen in my breath to say thank you for what He's done for me. And not only that, we get eternal life. You know, I know there's things that we like, and I say like in this lifetime, and they're a blessing. And hopefully what we do have, we use for God's glory and God's honor. But we have so much more to look forward to. So, Brother Smitty, if you want to come on up here to prepare for communion this morning. So I want to thank God for His great mercy and compassion. The cross. Isn't it amazing this morning that on a daily basis, as soon as we confess our sin, it's done. As Michelle said earlier, I mean, people can talk about us, they can put us down, but when we're right in the eyes of God, not much else really matters because He's going to fight our battles for us. He wants us to stay focused on Him, moving on, and when it all comes down to use what we got and to focus on the Lord. And Brother Schmitty, I just want to thank you.